Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Too late! I mean, I don't know if we're going to yell at each other or not. Like, okay, there's a woman. This is just one woman. This isn't a study, right? This is just some woman who has put out. Let me just read the headline aloud.
Okay. That's good.
For the men listening and the women listening, TIAC believes this could cause strife in the studio.
Yeah.
Most men don't realize that these four common phrases instantly change how women feel about them.
So it's like if one of you said this to a woman in your life, it could change how she felt about you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to read them? Because I don't, sure. I feel like yeah. I don't, you're already married. So it doesn't matter if women feel differently about you. Mm-hmm. But if I read them, if there are women out there wanting to woo and or court, you know,
mm-hmm.
like if I say them and it's going to flip them, then I'm going to be.
Well, some of these things, I feel like I might even say to my wife currently. So I might even still be in trouble.
Okay. Okay.
Apparently, these everyday phrases. So the first one, the woman heard a guy said to her, "What are you laughing so much for?" And said a guy said this while she was having fun, and it told her that her joy irritated him, not delighted him, and the spark died instantly.
Would that irritate you? It's like, why are you laughing so much? Or what are you laughing so much for?
Yeah, sometimes I'm crying laughing, and if Dane rolled sometimes in bed in the middle of the night because I can't sleep and I'm watching TikToks, if he rolled over and was like, "What are you laughing for?" I'd be like,
okay, but did you hear the way he said it?
Hobbies.
Like, you already changed the way it was said. It's, what are you? Right.
Well, I think if someone said, what are you laughing so much at? I'd show them and hope they laugh.
Yeah, I think the situation really depends.
Yeah.
Or could it be, and we're only one out of four, we're narrowly 25% into this, that this woman just wants to be in a bad mood. Like, this particular
she
woman.
She was laughing.
I know, but she's just like, if somebody goes, "What are you laughing so much for?" It's like, I instantly hit my joy, irritates him. It's like, he didn't say that. He asked why you're laughing. It's like, he didn't say, "I'm irritated by your laugh." So
isn't
often.
Isn't this similar to, I remember Hack mentioning a while ago that like when he gets loud and Hack says like, turn it, like lower your volume or whatever. Wasn't that it? And it instantly killed
I'm right here.
Yeah,
right
that's here, what it was. Yeah.
And but that is different because she's parenting him.
But we don't know what way he's asking this. So if he's going, "What are you laughing so much for?" That's different than, "Ooh, I want to see."
Okay. Mm-hmm. What are you laughing so much for? Okay. Did you hear the word irritated? Did he say?
It's all in the way he said it.
I know. The way she's presenting this. Look, here's the thing. I feel that Erica, you're going to take the side of the girl no matter what.
I'm not even sure I'm on her side on this one.
But I'm just saying she strikes me as a person who's wandering through Earth trying to find something that irritates
you
her.
You know nothing about her.
I feel that because it said that the spark died on the spot when the guy said this. And I think that's her problem then. Say, "I'm sorry, what did you mean by that? Does my joy bother you?" it's on you to have a conversation to tell someone, hey, I don't like how I felt.
Instead
when
of
you
like
said
shutting
that.
Down or whatever.
Okay, wait, we're done.
Then we do know, I think we do know something about this woman. She sounds like somebody who's dating.
Yes.
Oh. And so she's like, these are the phrases that happen. Like, we're at dinner, second, third date. And as soon as he said, what are you laughing so much for? She's like, the spark died. That was it.
Yeah. I have friends who are like this. A guy can say one thing and they're like, yeah, well, that's over. And I'm like, you liked him so much. What are you? You have to be willing to see the whole picture. So I don't know that I agree with her on this.
Who? Okay. As the guy out here in the dating scene, I want to ask you a question. Who do you think is worse at that? Is it young people are quick to turn, or is it older people that just have built, like young people are like, disposable, I can just get a new one on Amazon. Or is it older people are like, you know,
it's gotta be
I know where this ends. I've dated a guy who said like,
I think it's particularly for women, and I love women. So I don't want to make this sound bad, but particularly for women as they get older, they're less likely to give a man their time.
Yep.
If there's one thing wrong with them.
Even if it's one perceived thing. Like, my spark died because he didn't like my joy. And it's like, he didn't say that.
If I went off one perceived thing, I would not be engaged today.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. Like,
he couldn't be less your type. And what? I mean that.
Because he's nice.
Yes. He doesn't look nice.
Yeah, he is nice. So well.
You wouldn't, I'm just saying,
it was horrifying at the beginning.
You wouldn't have given him a chance.
No.
And he's amazing, and you're amazing together.
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Keep going.
All right. The other thing a guy said to her, you're intimidating. Said he framed her confidence as a problem, and to her, it wasn't a compliment. It exposed his insecurity.
Again, I'm going to say it depends how he said it, but I would not take that as a insult.
Thank the sweet baby Jesus, because I say it a lot.
Well, maybe you could say it less.
No, if there is a person, any person with a strong presence, and I'm acting weird, I'm like, wow, I just want you to know you're kind of intimidating.
Yeah, I would find that charming as heck on a date. In fact, I'm sure my fiance early on was like, you're kind of intimidating.
If he didn't say it, his cowering hands was all, it was like,
I find my wife intimidating. To this day.
Because she's smart and accomplished and
put together. And
this, I think, is very interesting because it says that it exposed his insecurity. And it appears there's a very fine line between insecurity and vulnerability. I'm telling you, I feel intimidated by you. Like, you are killing it. And I feel like I don't know that I can live up to that. I don't think that's insecure.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be vulnerable. I'm trying to tell you the truth about, wow, you're like a badass chick. Like,
she
this
took
is awesome.
It as like he's trying to take her confidence, and he's just pointing it out.
If he was already showing signs of insecurity, that's when it's bad. If he's like, well, you know, I don't make as much money and it's really intimidating that you do.
Okay, 100%, that guy's got to go.
Okay. Right.
Here, the thing about this woman, she says four phrases that instantly. So it's like, it doesn't, like, these sound like first date things or second or third date where she's just like, oh, there it is.
Yeah.
He doesn't like my laugh. He thinks I'm intimidating.
It is kind of eye-opening because I would think you're intimidating. I would only view that as a compliment.
Yeah, I love being intimidating.
I would not at all view that as a...
Do you think you're intimidating?
Not to you guys, but in the dating world, when I was like, all I want this for my career. I want to make this much money. I want to have these kids. Like, I didn't say that on the first date, but like, I've always known what I want.
If I sat across from you on a date, I would run so fast.
Because you'd be scared.
Oh my God.
Intimidated or scared?
Yes.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.